Turkey shoots down Russian warplane.
The Russian plane was in Turkish airspace.
Government issues travel alert.
As law enforcement agencies step up security across the country.
France's president in Washington.
With a very clear message for President Obama.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's new tension in the war on ISIS. Turkey shot down a Russian warplane that it says was in its airspace after the crew ignored 10 warnings. Russian warplanes have been bombing targets in Syria. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Foreign Desk in London.
Video shot from below shows the Russian warplane plummeting toward the ground in flames before impact. At least one parachute was seen descending after the strike. Unverified video posted by Syrian rebels from the area appears to show a motionless Russian crewman. The rebels say he's dead, though it's unclear, if true, whether he died in the initial strike or whether he was killed in crossfire on the ground.
Russia's defense ministry insists the plane did not stray from Syrian airspace. The government's out with a worldwide travel alert for Americans on the go this holiday week. Extra security at LAX, okay for this visitor from Australia.
If I feel that they're checking me thoroughly, I know that they're checking everyone else, and I feel safe.
CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Officials say terror groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda continue to plan attacks using conventional and non-conventional weapons. They also warn of lone wolf attacks. The State Department says that U.S. citizens should remain vigilant, especially when they're traveling overseas in large public places.
CBS News senior security contributor Michael Morrell is with us now. What should we be concerned about?
The FBI says there are several thousand Americans who are supportive of or in some way followers of ISIS. They must be inspired by what happened in Paris, and some of them must be thinking about similar attacks here. I think we need to worry a little bit about an attack here over the holidays by people who are inspired by ISIS rather than directed by them from overseas.
There are things we will see. We'll see more police. Maybe airline security will go slower. There might be more checks there. What aren't we going to see?
Well, there's a lot you're not going to see. You're not going to see a lot on the intelligence side, both from the intelligence community and from the intelligence parts of the FBI. But there will be an awful lot of people seen and not seen trying to protect Americans.
Well, over at the White House, CBS's Chip Reed tells us President Obama meets this morning with France's president.
A European official tells CBS News that President Hollande is coming here to the White House with a very clear message for President Obama, that the threat from ISIS requires urgent action and that the stability of Europe is at stake.
Authorities in France have questioned a suspect who's been linked to the Paris attackers. Still on the run is one of these suspected terrorists. And CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris says evidence has been found, a discarded suicide belt.
Officials say the belt was found in a trash can. It was packed with bolts and contained the same type of explosives used by the suicide bombers. Police say cell phone data show the missing eighth terrorist, Salah Abdeslam, was just a few streets away on the night of the attacks.
In Belgium, where authorities have warned about an imminent threat, CBS's Deborah Pata tells us.
Even if Abdeslam is captured, the crisis is not necessarily over. Belgian police said they are hunting for what could be as many as 10 men plotting to launch Paris-style attacks here in Brussels.
For a fourth day, Belgium's capital is virtually shut down. Here at home, the Army says four people died in a helicopter crash at Fort Hood, Texas. They were on a training mission. The cause is under investigation. Five people were shot not far from a Minneapolis protest that's been going on over the fatal shooting of a black man by a police officer. None of the injuries life-threatening. Now to Chicago, where a white police officer is expected to be charged with murder in the 2014 death of a black teenager who was shot 16 times, Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
This officer didn't uphold the law, in my view, took the law into his own hand and wasn't about providing the safety and security. So at every point, he violated what we entrust him.
The city is due to release squad car video of the shooting incident. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are neck and neck in the latest Quinnipiac survey of likely Iowa caucus goers. Trump with 25%, Cruz 23%. Ben Carson in third with 18%. That's down 10 points from a month ago. Did Trump get a campaign bump when he hosted Saturday Night Live earlier this month?
Many of the greats have hosted, as you know, this show like me in 2004.
Other candidates complained, and now NBC has given four GOP hopefuls free time on affiliates in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Might not be long before some of us can get behind the wheel of a self-driving car. CBS's Heather Bosch.
With almost every major automaker and Google developing their own version of self-driving cars, the U.S. Department of Transportation is looking at how to update its policy, which for now only allows testing. CBS's Bill Whitaker took a spin in a Mercedes prototype.
No hands, no feet, car is in charge.
It uses sensors and cameras to maneuver the streets at the proper speed limit, says computer scientist Ralph Herdwick.
Some people have remarked that the car itself, in some cases, drives a bit like an old lady.
But it's new and rapidly developing technology that's forcing regulators to take another look.
Well, some celebrated Americans get the nation's top civilian honor today at the White House.
She's got an Emmy, a Tony, a Grammy, and an Oscar.
Hello, gorgeous.
Now Barbara Streisand will add the Medal of Freedom to her shelf. Itzhak Perlman and James Taylor,
I've seen fire and I've seen rain,
are also among the musicians being recognized by the White House. From the sports world, Willie Mays and the late Yogi Berra, a World War II vet and baseball Hall of Famer, who had a way with words.
It ain't over till it's over.
It only takes a few notes to recognize a Steven Spielberg film. He frightened moviegoers with Jaws.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
And found inspiration in a terrible time in history with Schindler's List.
The list is life.
Gloria and Emilio Estefan. The husband and wife behind the Miami Sound Machine joined Spielberg among the recipients of the Medal of Freedom. Pam Coulter, CBS News, The White House.
You can run, but you can't hide from germs. CBS's Jim Shenevy has more on the Health Watch.
It's that time of year, cold and flu season, and even if you do your best to avoid people's sneezes, chances are pretty good you're already infected. That's because a typical sneeze can spread almost instantly through a fairly large room. MIT researchers analyzed slow-motion videos of people sneezing and found the typical sneeze expels a high-velocity cloud of virus-infected droplets that spreads through the air and can then be picked up off surfaces. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
The family of a Texas teenager who brought a homemade clock to school and was suspended when one teacher suspected it might be a bomb is suing the school district for $15 million. 14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed, who went to the White House, now attends school overseas. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.